Blog Talk Radio.
All of us have become so goddamn weird.
I've never seen such a world before. A new world before my eyes. So much for me to explore. Where my future lies. Today I'm standing at the edge of tomorrow. From here the future looks bright for me. And it's all up to me how far I go. It's my time to break away.
Where to, Stephanie?
Welcome, everyone. David Coots, I'm Sam.
Puss.
And we're not doing too bad. We've had, obviously, we haven't done a show in a bit, because I guess right now we like to do one, like, once a month.
I've been making it past 10 o'clock lately.
Yeah.
And still
we,
able
we
to.
We should try a little more. Yeah, we should try a little more. Well, we got a lot to talk about tonight, so let's go on. I'm going to talk about my story real quick.
Yeah, that's fine.
So Nan and I were out at dinner tonight. We went to the Chinese place in Seoul, Dragon Palace. And there is this, like, white trash family next to us. And my mother, God bless her, but has a very low tolerance for white trash. You know, Nan's a rather educated woman. And I could tell she, when we were talking, in no way was she ever actually listening to me. She was listening to all the bullshit they were talking about. Because at one point they were talking about someone whose ass got so big that their pants grew into their asshole. And that was the kind of language they're using. And the group was like this. I would say a woman that was about 35 to 40. And then what was, I believe, her daughter, who looked to be about 15. And then a man who looked to be about in his mid-20s. He was rough looking. He looked like he could work at a carnival. He also had a broken arm. But, and there was this weird vibe with all of them. And so as Nan and I are leaving, we get into the car, and she goes, "So, do you think that dude was banging both of them?" The mother and the daughter. She's like, "I was picking that vibe up," and I was like, "I absolutely was too. I think he was having sex with the mother and the daughter."
Oh, no. No.
Yeah.
Really say
she said having sex with.
Oh, well, in my head, it's still Nan's saying banging. banging it.
I've never heard my mother say that. But that was amazing to me. So let's move on. Let's move on to Brother Nero. I don't. Okay.
Yeah, we haven't even had a show for the contract signing, did we?
No.
So yeah.
If we did have a show when that happened, we did not talk about it. How this stuff kind of captured the imagination of people, but here's my thing that I maintain: TNA will never able to. They will try to duplicate this, but it will never work.
Well, the thing is, it's not TNA.
Yeah, it's all Matt Hardy.
It is all Matt and Jeff.
I think it's mainly Matt.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But I think Matt has just done so much. I mean, even when he was running around in Ring of Honor, and he was doing those like note card promos.
Oh yeah,
promos
that stuff was
the
phenomenal. Note card promo was fantastic.
That might be one of my favorite things.
That might be one of my favorite. Like, I've never thought Matt Hardy was a good promo. I've never thought either of them were good on the mic. But
no.
that fucking note card promo, along with just most of his stuff with Scum, was like spot on. And perfect to help turn Steen babyface again.
Yeah.
Like, perfect that it was Matt Hardy, because of course it would be Matt Hardy. So.
I mean, he's just done such a wonderful job of changing his character.
Yes.
You know, it's not like Jeff has ever done something different except for fucking Willow.
We'll get to Willow. So his gimmick right now, Matt's fucking gimmick, is bizarre, to say the least. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, yeah, and they do call it Broken Matt Hardy.
Yeah, Broken Matt Hardy.
And I believe that's
a weird accent.
Well, I believe it all stems from a spot where Jeff jumped on him through a table, I believe.
Okay.
Then when he came back, that's when he started doing the voice and stuff. That stuff never captured anyone. That stuff all was just like, this is stupid. Matt Hardy is talking like an idiot. And he's got that streak in his hair.
Yeah. He looks like the toe cutter from the original Mad Max. That's what I think.
Yeah. And so nothing was anything until that contract signing.
Yes. Which was... that was certainly something.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think if you want to, listeners, if you want to check on that, go just listen to Wrestle Crap. They break it down.
Yes. Yes.
I'm not going to sit here and just try to.
No.
We steal enough from them as is.
Yeah, like this show.
So just go listen to that, and you can pretend it's us.
Yeah.
Because. Yeah.
Or don't, because we have so few listeners. WrestleCrap Radio is the joke of
we pretty much. We do this for us to go back and listen to and be like, what the hell is wrong with us?
Well, the worst part is when we think we're being hilarious, I think.
Which
also happens. The final deletion happened this week, and I admit, I wasn't blown away with the contract signing. I don't know. But there was all this hype this over the weekend about this match, and I was like, well, fuck, I guess I got to watch it, especially when they had that preview and I saw they were shooting fireworks at each other.
Well, and I mean, two listeners, just none of this took place at
TNA. Or at their studio, it was all at the empty Impact Zone compound. Yes. That is correct.
Right, go on. I mean, well, it was. I guess the contract signing wasn't for this match. It wasn't for the final league. The contract signing was for a regular match or some kind of metal match.
Okay.
And that was on that the Impact where Pop screwed up and couldn't do the live, I believe. I think that was okay. I'm just trying to put the pieces together.
To be honest, don't know if I really care. So the final deletion, we've both watched. Your thoughts?
Oh, it's my thoughts. I liked it because it was just so different and so dumb and ridiculous. You know, it kind of had that I don't want to say movie feel, but I mean, you know, they definitely had cuts and everything like that. But I love Jeff climbing the tree and jumping out of the tree into the ring. It's just goofy. Fireworks, just everything was just ridiculous. Very over the top.
Yeah.
And again, everything was on Matt.
Yes.
Because Jeff was just going through the regular motions of a match. So, yeah, I enjoyed it. I'll go with your thoughts now.
I was pretty bored at the beginning of it. I don't know. It partially because, like, I don't know, it was kind of sad just, like, seeing how fucking kind of just, like, kind of broke down fucking Matt is these days. I guess. I don't know. He just, like, it was okay. It got better once we started getting the fireworks and such. But I admit, I didn't love it.
Yeah.
I'm not even really sure I liked it. It just seems, I don't know. Have you ever seen the Kenny Omega Anywhere match where you had a match like just out of the house?
No.
Well, I am currently posting it to your Facebook and you can watch it.
Okay.
But it is, I definitely thought of that a lot. While watching, and I guess you sent me something and I kind of agreed where it's just like, I don't know if I need to see Jeff Hardy killing himself anymore.
Oh yeah. Right.
At some point I'm just like, Jeff, just like, man, as long as you haven't blown all your money, just go. I don't want you to not be able to walk ever again.
Right. And it's for TNA. I mean, that's the
thing. It's for TNA. It's like, I was watching what other parts of that fucking show I was watching. It's like, okay, they had a fucking, this blows my mind. They had an Ultimate X match on that episode of Impact.
Yeah.
And he, like, these young guys are just killing themselves, and no one gave a shit. No one gave a shit. Anyone's talking about is that match.
Yeah.
And the crowd in the arena didn't give a shit about that match. And it's like, these dudes were fucking killing each other.
Well, I think that's such a goofy-ass match.
It is a goofy match. But it's also, I mean, they have so many fucking gimmick matches on an episode of Impact.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, and the thing is, though, this is getting the hype. This is getting people talking about TNA, and, you know, but this is something I'm just seeing here now is that TNA is going to move to Thursdays, July 21st.
They are.
So,
they don't want to go up against.
Well, right. No,
they
I
don't
want to
go up
that.
Against Live SmackDown.
But you have people finally watching it on Tuesday. And you're going to now change it. Granted, I mean, there's no way around it. They're going to change it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, they should have probably been hyping that they were changing it as soon as WWE came out and said, we're going live on Tuesday. TNA should have been, we're on Thursday. That's it.
Yeah.
From the get-go. But, I mean, people had a hard enough time finding POF TV as it is. I just don't foresee them moving to Thursday being a good move or helping them. But
well, nothing's. I don't think anything's just really going to help them. Even this, they're going to be at their regular thing, their regular level next week.
Well, I mean, you got William Corgan in there.
I mean, the world is a vampire, so.
Well, how great was him like yelling, "Shut up"?
Yeah, that's what I was taking that picture of you.
That was terrible. And Maria just like going, you me over and over.
That dude. I mean, here's the thing. I've never quite like. I was watching. There was a point, especially like with the scum stuff and scene. Like I was watching the Ring of Honor TV show every week, and I was always bored to death with Mike Bennett. But they somehow made him more boring on TNA.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's,
I don't know if it's
somehow
because
more boring.
She's such a mouthpiece for him, yet he still talks a lot.
Yeah.
It's kind
that
of
might
a
be
weird
part
pairing,
of it.
Even though they're married. I understand that. And that's
why
you have them together. But they don't really go together.
No, not really. Not like they should. Like, it just seems like a bad pairing, even though, they're married.
But that doesn't mean that they're going to be great together.
No, I
mean, there's
agree.
Not a,
I agree.
You know,
I always agree.
There's no chemistry between them.
There isn't. There isn't. Back in WCCW with gorgeous Jimmy Garvin. Who, if we would have been around, if we would have been watching that when it was airing, he would have been our favorite, I think. I love Jimmy Garvin. But, you know, when his original manager, he had so much chemistry with Sunshine, and then when they switched to Precious, which was his real wife, they had no chemistry on screen. And they talk about that in one of the documentaries. Gary Hart's like, yeah, when they switched to Jimmy's real wife, it just didn't work that well. Which is, like, a weird sentiment to have, but 100% the truth.
Well, but then, I mean, so. you're together all the time.
Yeah.
And hell, so.
Well, let's move on. I say let's move on. We got other things to talk about. We got brackets.
We have brackets.
We're doing brackets for the CWC, which we both watched the bracket special.
Which was wonderful.
Which was pretty great. Pretty great.
You know, it didn't seem like anyone was telling them what to say. It felt real to me.
No, it did feel real. Yeah.
You know, it felt like an actual sports pre-show.
Yeah.
Football, basketball, anything.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like a wrestling thing.
No, it didn't. It didn't, which was nice. I mean, just the I've just loved, so far, just loved the presentation of it all.
Yeah.
And then I just love from the photos I've seen that, like, even the ring, it just has a different feel because, like, they have the bigger turnbuckles. They have, like, they're trying to make it different. Which is great.
Yeah.
It's exactly what I want.
Yeah.
So the first round has already happened, and you and I looked at spoilers.
Yes.
So we are going to do our brackets. We are going to do our brackets with that we already know who's in the second round.
So yes, yeah. So you have it written down. I only have written down the second round, and then my go ahead. But if you want to say the first matches or the first round,
okay. Oh, it doesn't really matter. I have.
Okay,
we'll just
fine.
Do the second round because those are really the guys that matter. You know, as you and I have talked, I don't think there were any big surprises.
No.
Of who got eliminated because it was all the guys that like any guy that you were like who. Yeah, they did.
Yep.
There's one guy on here that I mean, there's a couple, like, a few of the guys that I haven't really seen just because they're not, haven't done much in America. But yeah, a lot of these guys, it's exactly, the only one is Ciampa, but that's because they're doing the story with it, so.
Right.
So, you know, do we just want to go match by match who we're picking?
Yeah, go for it.
Sure. Second round, we'll do, one of my favorites in the tournament, Akira Tozawa versus Jack Gallagher, who I am not familiar with. So I went with Tozawa.
I went with Tozawa as well. Jack Gallagher was the guy that they kind of profiled with the...
They did.
So he looks like
did.
A VOD. He looks like a VOD villain.
He does look like a VOD villain.
I mean,
he's also
he talked better than the VOD villains. Well, he talks better than Simon Gotch.
Yes. He, I saw he was going to... He's in Battle Los Angeles this year for PWG in September.
Oh.
Part of two big tournaments at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, good
then
for him.
Good for him. Then
so,
the next...
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say that that's my number one. That one is by 100% Tozawa wins that.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident that they're going to do Tozawa. I think intentionally he wasn't featured in that show.
Well, because he was like the Bollywood boys. Like, they profiled them. They both lost.
Yes. And I think they're going to have him be maybe more of a heel. So, okay, next match in the bracket. Yoshihiro Tajiri versus Gran Metalik. This will be an interesting matchup. I'm going with Gran Metalik.
Agreed. I figure Tajiri is there, but... Not enough to go.
No. I think he's gonna go with Metalik.
I mean, there's more Japanese guys in this.
I don't see
him.
Which
I don't want him to go on.
Yeah, which I love. There's a bunch of Japanese guys. It makes me so happy.
Oh yeah.
Because you know I've always wanted to be a legit feel. Mm-hmm.
I mean that is a legit. We're picking all these guys with different styles.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And Tajiri just fits that, you know, veteran status, which is weird.
I remember at one point you and I were talking who we thought, and I remember there was a couple, I figured they'd bring back a couple names, and I know Tajiri was on one of my lists that I gave you.
Yep.
So let's go on to another part of the bracket. We'll go to Drew Gulak versus, well, I'd say the favorite for this, Zack Sabre Jr.
Oh, yeah. And Zack Sabre.
I went for Zack Sabre Jr. He will not lose. He's not going to lose that match.
No. Gosh, no. Nope.
Next is, I admit, these guys, never seen either of them. Noam Dar versus Ho-Ho Loon. I went with Noam Dar.
So did I.
That's one, could go either way. I have no idea.
Well, I gave that my number 8 on that one. Because I think with the Ho-Ho Loon, I'm just thinking with their, you know, the ties to China, but that they're trying to, get there.
Yes.
That would be one that they would go with.
He was
one of the with that Norm Dar. I looked it up and he had a match for Pro Wrestling Elite against AJ Styles.
I know he's been doing more and more.
So he's
bigger
than when I looked up Ho Ho Loon. It was.
There's not much on that guy.
No. Nope. So that was one that I only know him because I've heard of him.
Yeah.
So,
Okay. Then we got the Brian Kendrick versus Tony Nese.
I went Kendrick.
Brian Kendrick. I did too. Especially with the story they appear to be telling with Kendrick. I have him going pretty far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next, we have Ibushi and Cedric Alexander. It's going to be Ibushi.
I got Ibushi as well. They got success.
That dude's fucking amazing, too, Ibushi.
Yeah.
Then we got TJ Perkins versus Gargano. I'm going TJ Perkins. I was kind of, especially since they brought him out and he talked, and I wouldn't be surprised if Ciampa just, you know, interferes or something.
Yeah, I went Johnny.
You went Gargano? Well, I'm glad we're having some disagreements
too.
Now.
My thing with this one, I mean, the TJ Perkins is kind of one that it shocked me when I saw that he was in it, because he was the guy that, you know, spoke out, was all positive for TNA, and then TNA let him go.
Yeah.
You know, he was outspoken and just defended them.
Oh, God,
and
he loved TNA.
Yeah.
Someone said he was
a dick writer. They gave him a chance, you know, kind of thing.
Yes.
And they kind of
understand that. I think sometimes people are like, especially when it comes to TNA, I think people, especially like for the guys that they give chances, people are hard on them when they defend TNA. It's like, hey, they're just trying. They just want a shot like anyone else.
Yeah.
And TNA's willing to pay them money. And unfortunately, right now, the E isn't wanting to pay them money. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, good for him. I hope you're right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Lince Dorado and Rich Swann. I have Rich Swann. He's the one guy in developmental. The full guy in developmental. Okay, let's move on to our the next round.
The final four.
Or this this would just be the quarterfinals.
Oh, right.
Tozawa versus Grand Metalik. I'm going with Tozawa.
Same here.
Zack Sabre Jr. versus Noam Dar. I'm going Zack Sabre Jr.
I am as well.
Kendrick versus Ibushi. I'm going the Brian Kendrick, because I think he's going to go full on heel. This is my quote unquote bracket buster.
Wow. I got Ibushi. Yeah.
And I think part of it is here's my thing with this. I think almost I'm not going to say unanimous, almost the unanimous feeling amongst the smart crowd is that the finals will be Zack Sabre versus Ibushi. And I think they will want to just avoid quite just being that predictable. At least that's I don't know.
Well, that's my final. So, I mean, the thing is, though, if I'm looking at it, how is it not? Kind of thing.
Well, I totally get it. It just seems like almost too predictable. But that's my thing. So, yeah, that's just me. I don't know. And then Perk and Swan, I'm doing Swan.
Well, I got Swan over Johnny.
Okay.
So.
Tozawa, Sabre, we both have Zack Sabre Jr.
Yeah.
For Kendrick Swan, I have the Brian Kendrick winning.
Okay.
And then so my finals are Zack Sabre Jr. versus Brian Kendrick, with Zack Sabre Jr. winning.
And I have Ibushi winning.
You have Ibushi winning. Mine would lead to a Brian Kendrick, you know, running it NXT probably against Zack Sabre Jr. And while we don't really have time to go over it, I did create a 64-man dream tournament for 2017. which is, the whole scenario that I did was that this is such a resounding success that New Japan and Lucha Underground and Ring of Honor participate. And TNA is out of business.
Here's what I think you need to do.
Yes. Now,
for the next show,
yes,
if you go through and you put all these guys into your EWR and you give me their match ratings.
Ooh. Ooh.
And, which ones are your best matches? And
oh, God, this would take a while.
Is what you
that
can
would
do
take
up
a while.
To, what, eight matches?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that would take a while.
That would take a while. It would take four shows just to do the first round. I might. We'll see. I think it would take. Calculate this. Take six. I think it would take like 10 shows to do this entire tournament. And I have a loose storyline of how my tournament would work, including building from the finals of Zack Sabre Jr. and Brian Kendrick. They would face off in my tournament again.
Oh.
So there would be, I have a variety, I have a grizzled veteran storyline finally getting his nice run. He's finally getting his chance. That would be one Christopher Daniels.
Well, he wins it in my world.
He makes it to the final four in mine.
Because you didn't give me the final four. No, you gave me the final four. You didn't give me the.
No, I didn't give you the
final four. Winner.
I didn't give you the final four. Do you want to know the final four?
Sure, I do.
Final four. Well, I'll tell you the final eight.
Okay.
I'll give you my final eight bracket. Zack Sabre Jr. versus Kenny Omega. Lethal versus Christopher Daniels. Sami Zayn versus Marty Scurll, the villain.
Okay.
Adam Cole versus Matt Sydal. And so then my final four goes to Kenny Omega and Daniels and Zayn and Cole, with my finals being Kenny Omega and Sami Zayn.
Ooh.
And then my champion being Kenny Omega to become a fucking bad guy.
Yeah.
I assume. Because the idea that I have is that for the Zayn Cole match, the Bucks come out and then Steen runs them off. But.
Oh, yeah.
The Bucks and Cole are too much to help Steen out for the finals.
Yeah.
So, and then, but it's funny when you sent me that text, because always in my mind, the winner was always going to face AJ Styles. And so that's what the Kenny Omega feud is like already there, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Because my thing is it just makes you like you just start taking over the main roster then. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's
talent.
There's talent to be had. Just like
you said
earlier, that you caught the end of SmackDown, and Zayn and Owens, or and then Jericho's right there too.
Yeah.
Like they just need to go deep. Go balls deep with these guys and let them sink or swim.
Yes, absolutely.
Because Jericho's
I
only a hindrance, one way or the other.
Yeah. Well, this whole feud, this like how they're going towards the next match. As I was telling you, it just seems so much like they're doing it like it's a three-way, not a
yeah
a singles match, which I find weird. So
they should have just left it off. But again, it's that whole idea of booking where it's SmackDown, so it doesn't really matter
yeah
right now.
Oh God, it's a lame duck show. I enjoyed it. Here's the thing: I enjoyed that end because Steen was just wonderful on commentary, and it was a good match. What's funny is I forgot it was on. I was literally, I had got done with TNA, and I was just like, oh. Yeah, well, let's take a look. I think
it's not like people ever go around saying that, oh, man, it was just a terrible match to watch when it comes to SmackDown.
No, because it never
it's
is.
Always,
usually.
Oh, it was a good match.
Yeah.
And then they repeat the match after you read that was good, and then it's on Raw, and it's like, shit. It's just not not good.
Yeah.
But other news, since we're still on wrestling.
Yes.
Your thoughts on Lesnar's opponent for SummerSlam?
I hear voices, man. Good Lord, what a boring choice. What a boring choice. That's all I have left to say. What else is there to say about that?
Yeah.
I mean, I know that the match, they never – somehow that match never happened, mainly because Randy Orton is made of glass and he was always hurt when Brock was on top and he was starting. But, like, yeah, it's just like, I don't – okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things where I think he's going to be injured before the match happens.
Yeah.
I think I don't think that RKO, he lands the right way. He just can't.
I mean, that shoulder, it's just, you land on it. And you're flipping it to the ground.
Do people not realize that?
I don't know.
That move is him laying out. It's just landing on his shoulder. I mean, it's like a mixed knee drop.
Yes.
Like, that's just
what he did.
He lands on the knees.
Or Mick. Or like, you know, how Mick doing the fucking, he used to do the elbow drop off the apron.
Yeah.
And that literally started destroying his fucking hips.
Yep.
And that's why he stopped doing it.
It's not the part that is elbow. It's not that the elbow.
Yeah.
It's the stuff that's taken the brunt of the attack.
But what do we know, right?
Right. I just want to see an F5 reverse into an RKO out of nowhere.
Okay.
But else that happens, is it really out of nowhere?
Not really.
Is it just assuming that that's what's going to happen?
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. I'll just jump to UFC really quick.
Okay.
So they're pulling a former star.
Okay.
I mean, they're pulling a WWE trick right now.
They are. They are doing that.
Lesnar to draw ratings.
Yes. How do you think that's going to work for them?
Oh, man, I don't know. You got Jon Jones out of the match, so you only have one title being defended on 200, and that's the women's title. And it's not even the Rousey rematch. It's not Holly Holm who beat Rousey.
Yeah.
It's Misha Tate who was destroyed by Rousey, I think two times. You know.
Okay.
It's not your marquee matchup that you expected for this. So I don't know. It'll be an interesting card. I mean, people try to hype it up still.
Yeah.
I think there's a good chance Lesnar gets knocked out. And yeah. You gonna go watch it somewhere?
No.
You're not?
No.
I didn't know if you were gonna go watch Lesnar fight.
No. I figure if I ever, you know, when I break the glass on watching a live UFC pay-per-view, it'll probably be in a few months when you and I, the Punk one.
Yeah.
So.
Shall we do it?
So
well, I've been going around and watching the league again, and this one has been a rack before, but she showed up, and we'll go with Brooklyn Deck. She showed up for a couple episodes.
Brooklyn Decker?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, she's been she was also like a runner-up rack of the year before, I believe.
I think you're right.
The thing with her on
the league is she's a brunette, and she looks thinner. I don't know, she doesn't look the same in this, but it's, well, I just went, oh, yeah.
Are you saying she's like a horrible beast in this when she's on that show?
No. She looks fine. She looks different. She doesn't look like herself.
Okay.
Because she's typically just blonde.
Uh-huh.
And the brunette.
She typically is. Agreed. She typically is blonde. I'm going to do. Went and saw the new Purge movie a few days ago.
Oh.
I'm going to do Elizabeth Mitchell.
All right.
I guess she was on Lost. But they watched Lost, so. Yeah. So for any other last thoughts here, sir?
Oh yeah, she was.
Who knows when we have a next show, I guess.
I got nothing.
Okay. Well, Frank Hoots, I'm Sam.
I'm Chris. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Do you hear the people sing? Singing the song of angry men. It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to start when tomorrow comes. Will you join our crusade? Will be strong and stand with me? Beyond the barricade, is there a world you long to see?
Then join in the fight that will give you the right to be free.